All right. I want to remind you, just before we get started into this, I mentioned this morning that we're going to have a baptismal service next Sunday. Kind of an interesting Sunday to do it, as we have our fifth Sunday and an afternoon service. And that's probably when we're going to do it, during that afternoon time. I'll let you know for sure on that, but that's kind of what I'm thinking. But that will be next Sunday, so you'll be praising the Lord. There are several that are going to be baptized. And my question out there is, again, maybe that would be you. You say, Pastor, I've never been baptized by immersion before. I know that God wants me to, and he tells us to do that. And you want to do that, you let me know about that, and we can certainly work you in with that. I'm going to be having a meeting with some of those that would like to follow the Lord in believers' baptism this evening after the service, just to go over some things. So maybe you're sitting there, and I don't know about you, and you want to, then you can feel glad to be a part of that meeting as I go over some things about the importance of baptism, why we ought to do it, what it pictures, and we've been talking about that on Sunday mornings here. Isn't it a tremendous picture what baptism shows, water baptism symbolizes? It's a wonderful thing, even the fact that I'm buried with him in baptism, and as I am I'm buried, my sins are buried as well, and my sins were nailed to the cross, and I don't bear them anymore, and we're thankful for that. And so, anyway, we'll be meeting together with that after the evening service. If that's you, and you haven't told me yet, let me know, and I'd love to have you part of that. All right. I want to give you some comforting thoughts on God. Again, totally different tonight. I had something different. We're going to look at Nazareth tonight and where Jesus went, but I just feel like it'd be very helpful, because you hear things in life that are very difficult and you don't know how to cope with it and handle it. I want to help you tonight get your mind back on Christ. Get your mind focused on him, because he's our hope and stay. On Christ, a solid rock I stand. You know what? All other ground is sinking sand. We've got to get our hearts and minds on God. And so I think it's very fitting. Again, I can't even remember what the occasion was a number of years ago. There was something difficult that happened, and I had made this or pulled some thoughts together from different resources. And so I'm just going to go through. I'm going to read kind of a heading of what I want to, and then we're going to go to some passages of Scripture. And I'll try not to go super fast. If you want to try to turn quickly, but I'm not going to wait a long period of time for everybody to find there. Maybe tonight you want to sit and hear these comforting verses and not turn to them. That's up to you. But I'll give you a small opportunity to turn to those passages of Scripture. Again, comforting thoughts on God. Comforting thoughts on God. First thing I want to point out, God is always good. God is always good. Psalm 25 and verse 8. Again, God is always good. Psalm 25 and verse 8. And the reason I'm going to continue on through these is because there's a number of verses that we're going to go through tonight. I'm not really preaching tonight. I'm going to share with you some good verses. But I'll tell you what, whether you feel like you're grieving tonight or not, everybody can find rest and strength in God and who he is. And so I trust you'll be comforted in these. You take it in your own life. God is always good. Psalm 25 and verse 8 says, "Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way." Again, that first part, good and upright is the Lord. God is always good. You turn to the longest psalm in the Bible, Psalm 119 and verse 68. There's another passage that says, God is always good. He's always good. Psalm 119 and verse 68, we read, "Thou art good, and doest good. Teach me thy statutes." God is always good. Always. A few subpoints that I wanted to give to you under God is good. God is good, and he will always meet my genuine need. God is good, and he will always meet my genuine need. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. God is always good, and he will always meet my genuine need. Always. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I want to read verses 8, 9, 10, and 11. four verses here. God is always good and he will always meet my genuine need. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both ministereth bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. God is always good, and he will always meet my genuine need. You probably know this one, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. Again, God always meeting my genuine need. We read in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Understanding that God will always meet your genuine need, God will meet everyone's genuine need. And he'll certainly do that for those that are around the Stevens even tonight. God's good also when we seek spiritual blessing. Look at Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to 33. God is always good, and he will always meet my genuine need. Always. As we seek spiritual things, he has promised to provide. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 31, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And of course, one of our favorites, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. What are the next four words? I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Faith Bible Church, God is good, and he will always meet our genuine need. God is always good. And he is always up to something good in our lives. God is always good, and he is always up to something good in my life. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. God is always good, and he's always up to something good in my life. Always up to something good. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God's always up to something good in your life, always. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26, and then on to verse 28, which you know very well. Romans 8:26, we understand that God is always good, and he's always up to something good in my life. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. God is always good, and he's always up to something good in my life. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7 is a good verse, reminding us that he's always up to something good in our lives. We read in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7 that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Folks, God is always up to something good, even in a trial, even in a devastation, even in a surprise. God is up to something good. Faith Bible Church, God is always good, no matter what takes place. Always. Always. James chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. I think that you know these verses as well. We know in verse 2 that it says, my brethren, count it all joy. But know in verse 3 and 4, knowing this. Why do we count it a joy? Knowing this. You can know this. Go back to the truth, like we learned about this morning. Let's go back to the truth. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Verse 4, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting or lacking nothing. See, God is so good. He's always up to something good in your life. Even through difficult times, he's making us into the individuals that he wants us to be, always. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we look at three verses here, verses 15, 16, and 17. We see the goodness of God as he's always looking for our good. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 15, 16, and 17. I hope that you're letting these verses be a blessing to you. Let them encourage you. Let your mind get back on Christ, as it's so easy to let it go on the things of this earth. 2 Corinthians 4, 15, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. God is always good, and he's always got the best. He's up to something good for you in your life. Philippians 1:6 is being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, these are comforting words as we look and think on God. God is always good, and he's always up to something good in my life. You know, God is always good, and he will always love you personally. Well, that's comforting also. God is always good, and he will always love you personally. Let's look at a bigger portion of Scripture. Go to Romans chapter 8, and we'll look at verses 31 to 39. God will always love you personally. God is always good. He will always love you personally. Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness or peril or sword. As it is written, for thy sake we were killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Folks, God is always good. He's always good, and he will always love us personally. God is always good, and he will always give me the grace that I need. Did you hear that? God is always good, and he will always give you the grace that you need through anything. Always. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. Good verse. God is always good, and he will always give me grace that I need. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Later in 2 Corinthians in chapter 12, we read some more good verses about God as always being good, and he will always give the grace that I need. Always. Chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Some of my favorites. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, Am I strong? God is always good, and he will always give me grace that I need. Always. Up a book, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 10. God is always good. And he will always give me the grace that I need, always. Folks, as I read these verses to you, this is truth. I asked you the question this morning, is truth always truth? What's the answer? It always is. If it's always truth, then can we count on these good verses? Is God always good? Always? Always. Because truth is always truth. No matter what we feel or no matter what emotions are going through, God is always good. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. He will always give me grace that I need. Always. God is always good. We've seen a lot of scripture about God as being good, haven't we? Just a small portion of the scripture that talk about God's goodness. I want to go to something different that's so very close to God's goodness. But sometimes we don't know if God has the greatness. But can I assure you, there's another truth in the scriptures that go right hand in hand with God always being good. Do you know that God is not just good, but he's always great? He's always great. He's always powerful. God is always great. 2 Chronicles chapter 2 and verse 5. 2 Chronicles chapter 2 and verse 5. As the temple which was erected and built. 2 Chronicles chapter 2 and verse 5. God is always great, and the house which I built is great, for great is our God above all gods. Psalm 86 and verse 10 is another verse that reminds us of God's always being great. God is always great. There's nothing that can overcome him. He's always going to be on top. Psalm 86 and verse 10, "For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone." God is always great. You know, God is always great and he is always in control of all things. God is always great and he always is in control of all things. Every single thing, God is in control. Psalm 103 and verse 19 tells us that. Psalm 103 and verse 19, God is always great and he's always in control of all things. Psalm 103, verse 19, "The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 27, a good verse. God is always great and is always in control of all things. He's sovereign. Isaiah 14, 27 says, "For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back?" What's the answer, folks? No one. No one. Why? Because God is always great and he's always in control of all things. Isaiah chapter 46, look there in verses 9 and 10. Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 and 10. God is always good and he is always great. He's always in control of all things. Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10. Verses that call us to remember. "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." Faith Bible Church, is God great? Is he in control? Indeed, he is. He's always in control of all things. God is always great and he's always able to do anything. Always. There's not ever a time when he can't do it. He always can. Even in the deepest and direst of situations, when we think all hope is lost, God is always able to do anything. Ephesians 3:20, "Now unto him that is able," there's a good word, able. It means he's always capable of doing anything. "Now unto him," this is Ephesians 3:20, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." The psalmist said in chapter 21 and verse 13, "Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power." God is always great and is always able to do anything. Look at Psalm chapter 62 and verse 11. How many times does it take for God to do something good? How many times does it take for God to do something great? Psalm 62 and verse 11 answers that. "God hath spoken once." It only takes once. "Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God." He's great, folks. He's great. He's a great God. Psalm 147, verse 5, "Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite." You know, his greatness is good when we're weak. Look at Psalm 147 and verse 5. So many times we find ourselves so weak. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. I read Psalm 147 verse 5 again. Look at Isaiah 40:29. Did I tell you to go there? I don't know what I said. Isaiah 40:29. This is the verse. We are weak and he is strong. I want you to see this. Isaiah 40:29. This is just moments before, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. That verse, Isaiah 40:29, a couple verses before that, he giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Indeed, God is always great. He's always able to do anything. Again, I already read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. And I read it again. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, and for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5, in reference to us, God's power, says, who are kept, referring to us, who are kept by what? The power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Indeed, God is always good and he's always great. He's always able to do anything. And he is always present with me. Always. God is always present with me. There's never a time when he's not there. Psalm 139, verses 7 to 12. There's never a time when that I can escape the presence of God. Psalm 139, verse 7. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. God is always great, and he's always present with me, always. Isaiah 41:10, comforting verse. Isaiah 41:10, a good verse to memorize. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God is always great. He's always with me. Jeremiah 23:24 asks a question. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Saith the Lord, do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord. God is always great and he is always wise in all he does. God is always great and he's always wise in all that he does. Romans chapter 11 and verse 33. God is always wise in all that he does. Romans 11:33, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, exclamation point. How unsearchable are his judgment and his ways past finding out. Colossians 2:3 goes on, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. God is all wise, always, in all that he does. Revelation chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. Revelation 15, 3 and 4. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways. Thou King of saints, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest." Folks, God is always good. He's always great. And can I always tell you that he's always the same? He's always the same. Just for those people in the Bible, he didn't change. He didn't wear out. He didn't get old, and he didn't pass away. Folks, God is always, he's always great, and he's always the same. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." He's always the same. He's always the same. Hebrews chapter 1. In that first chapter there, looking at verses 11 and 12. God is always the same. He's always the same. The writer says, "They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shall thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail." In Psalm 102, verses 26 and 27, we read about his always being the same. Psalm 102, verses 26 and 27. "They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end." Kind of like Hebrews 1. James chapter 1 verse 17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. God is always good. God is always great. God is always the same. He's always trustworthy. You can always trust him. Always. Always. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13. God is always trustworthy. "If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself." Did you hear that, folks? If we believe not, does that mean that he's not faithful? Truthful? Doesn't matter if you believe or not. He still abides faithful. He cannot deny himself. And he always will be faithful. And he always will be trustworthy. Psalm 36 and verse 5. Psalm 36 and verse 5. "Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds." He's always trustworthy. Numbers 23 and verse 19. Here we see the difference between God and man. God is always trustworthy. You know, we can't depend too much on men, but we can depend on God. "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" Deuteronomy 7:9, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations." Later in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 8, we close with this verse. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Faith Bible Church, we hear tough news. We hear sad news. We hear emotional news. We struggle. But can I tell you something? You have a very good God that's always up to good for you, always that loves you, always is caring. We got a great God that will always be above everything and everyone else. We've got a God that is always the same. He's never going to change from one day to the next. We've got a God that's always trustworthy. You can trust in him now just like you trusted in him before you came to the service. You can trust in a good God. I have every reason to believe that the right response to us right now is, like the song says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light his glory and grace. God is good. Get your mind on Christ. Get your mind on God. Let your thoughts be dominated by his goodness. And he will continue to be good to you. He will be good. Let's take our hymnals. I don't even know what the song was that I just was quoting.